Pure renunciation has these two characteristics. On the one hand, yes, pure renunciation wants to become permanently free from suffering. Everybody understands this. Yes, I want to be permanently free from suffering. But the second aspect that makes it pure is that we have a determination to destroy our delusions, particularly this root delusion of the ignorance of self-grasping. Okay, so it's not enough just to want to escape from suffering. We also then have to have the determination to bring about the end of suffering by destroying the cause of suffering. Then, as it says, if we have this spontaneously, we have this thought all the time, then our renunciation is authentic. It's real. It's actual renunciation. Okay. Now, Geshe-la says, now, what method should we rely upon to permanently cease samsaric rebirth and permanently abandon its root self-grasping unions? What method? He's asking this question. We can accomplish this only through receiving Buddha's blessings, through receiving help from the pure spiritual practitioners, the Sangha, and putting Dharma into practice. Going for refuge, isn't it? It's only refuge that permanently liberates us from the endless sufferings of samsara. Only refuge in the three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. And this refuge cannot be found elsewhere. As I said at the start, the word refuge in Buddhism has a very specific meaning. We can't say, I'm going for refuge to the police. I mean, we can say that, of course we can say that, but it doesn't mean refuge in the Buddhist sense. Buddhist refuge means seeking protection, driven by fear of samsaric suffering and faith in the three jewels. Seeking protection from suffering in the three jewels. Particularly, it means receiving Buddha's blessings, receiving help from the spiritual practitioners, the Sangha, and putting the Dharma into practice, the actual method for liberating ourselves by destroying this demon of the inner obstructing maras of the delusions. This is the method, isn't it? It's so beautiful. This teaching is so clear. Why don't we follow it? It's so easy to do, isn't it? So, finally, in this section, Geshe-la says, this refuge cannot be found elsewhere. Having understood and contemplated this, we should develop within our heart irreversible faith and trust in the three jewels. This is also a cause of pure refuge. Okay? So irreversible faith. Sometimes we say unchangeable faith. Geshe-la's here saying trust as well. We need to trust. Big issue in modern life, isn't it? Trust. Who do you trust? Who can you trust? In reality, you can't even trust your friends. Why? Even though they have no intention to cause us problems and difficulties, everyone else who is in samsara is untrustworthy. It's not their fault. It's not their fault. We're not blaming them. We're saying they are unsuitable as objects of refuge. You cannot go for refuge in your mother, your father, even though they want to help us. Our mother and our father want to help us. They want to liberate us from suffering. They do not possess the ability to do that. Our friends, our lovers, our partners, our husband, wife, children, they all want to help us. But they cannot be suitable objects of refuge because they don't possess the ability to permanently liberate us from suffering. So please don't misunderstand. I'm not saying reject your parents or reject your children or something like that, or stop paying attention to them or stop loving. I'm not saying that. Of course not. What I'm saying is, when we're seeking help from them, temporary help, that's okay. We can ask for protection from suffering temporarily. They can temporarily help us to overcome suffering. You know, we go to the doctor, can temporarily help us to overcome a sickness. We go to our partner, they can temporarily help to pacify our angry mind, maybe they can calm us down or something like this, but it's just temporary. None of these beings has the power to ultimately help us overcome the cause of all our suffering. So therefore, a conclusion has to be, only the three jewels are objects of refuge.